hours in the club.
24 hours in the club.
24 hours in my club. 24 hours in your fantasy. In your fantasy.
I'm your fantasy. In your panties. In your panties.
One more night. Give me one more night.
Ooh, last night was a movie. Last night was just crazy, cuckoo, wild, cuckoo boots, wild. I woke up this morning, and here's what I thought. I like got flashbacks about last night, and okay. this is how I felt waking up this morning.
Yeah.
Waking up the next morning.
Hey.
Waking up after a concert is something that feels so sinful.
Naughty.
The most sinful I've ever felt waking up after a concert was after the Sweat tour.
Oh, okay. Why? Because you were you automatically sick?
Well, yes. And like Sweat tour, for those of you that are not allies, it was Charli XCX and Troye Sivan.
Where did you see it?
Dallas. And it was a sold out show, like fully sold out show.
Yeah, because Dallas has the fucking girls.
The gays. It smelled like poppers in there. Like, it smelled like everyone was communally high off poppers because, like, the 300 people that did have it infected, like, the 2,000 people.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how many people. 80,000, whatever.
Yeah.
Last night and then tonight, I don't think it, like, equates to the sinful feeling I had of Sweat tour, but it is in, like, a different category.
For sure. For sure. It feels like I just scratched an itch.
It feels like, yeah.
I scratched an itch and I'm like, oh, my God, it feels so good.
Like,
ooh, right there.
Ooh, right there. Ooh, right there. Hello? Hey, Ari Rang. Clarence Angelo.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I'm Alcheska.
Oh, sorry. Good.
It was
and
so
you're,
good.
And you're, wa- and so you're good. Watching and you're watching Asian Glow podcast. Okay, so for those of you that are listening on audio, we are in a hotel room.
We're in a hotel room. In Vegas. It's messy. Clarence has sunglasses on for some reason.
I have sunglasses on because my eyes fucking hurt.
Really?
My eyes hurt. My eyes hurt too.
I was wearing contacts the entire night, and I don't wear contacts often. And I was like, oh my god, my eyes are so dry. And then Yoongi was like, oh my god, my eyes have sores in it too, and I was like, oh my god.
And you're like,
so
maybe
like,
we should fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe you should put it in.
do your eyes hurt too? Maybe we should like show something to each other. So today's episode, we are discussing and debriefing a very important historical event.
Yes.
For those of you that don't understand what happened, we are in Vegas and we saw BTS because I was invited by Weverse to go see BTS.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm here. So shall we? I'm drinking a Gatorade.
Oh my god.
Shall we?
We shall!
Cheers!
God, we look sick.
I think that's good. Hey guys, before we begin today's episode, today's video is in partnership with SeatGeek. I am so excited to see BTS in New Jersey in a few months. That day is going to be legendary. There are so many artists going on tour right now. Bruno Mars, Ariana Grande, BTS, and Hypen, etc, etc. And with over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. Throughout all the years of me being a fanboy, SeatGeek has been what's made all my experiences possible with K-pop concerts, girly pop concerts, you name it. And after experiencing all of these, I truly believe that SeatGeek has your back. With each ticket rated on a scale of 1 to 10, you know when you're getting a good deal. Just look for green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. So, for you guys, I'm super excited to announce that I finally have a code with SeatGeek. Ah! Use code Clarence10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off the price for your favorite boy group or girl group show with promo code Clarence10. And to make it even easier, let's say you guys don't even have a concert that you need to go to right now. You can click the link in my description so that the code is automatically applied to your account for your next purchase. So, I will see you guys at the concert. Thank you, SeatGeek, for partnering with me on today's episode.
We need a communal yell into a pillow.
I would love to have been fucking face down on a pillow last night.
Oh my god, face down, head pushed.
to go to bed.
This is me pushing my own pillow or my own head into my pillow.
My best friend texted me.
Because I'm like, go to sleep.
My best friend texted me. She was like, is this about to be y'all's horniest episode? And I was like, the intention. No,
this is the episode where we finally show whole.
That was like not the intention, guys. It's all about the intention. Just because I'm like, I'm horny. The intention was to like celebrate the art.
The intention is that I want Tim to fuck me back. Oh my god, he is so hot, you guys. Like, holy shit. I look crazy.
And you can get help today if you call the number down below. Okay, so I think we should give them like a little bit of context for everything. So
let's just run them through the day.
Okay, so here's the context. Everyone stay with me. Weverse sends email 2 weeks ago to manager. Manager says, Clarence, you need to get your ass out of bed. You're going to Vegas. And I was like,
You're going to Vegas?
And I was like, wait, for what? And then I get an email. And then, okay, so here's essentially what happened.
Wait, yeah. How long ago did you know about it?
So this was about 2 weeks ago now.
Okay.
I got the potential lead that I was being considered by Weverse to be in Vegas for BTS.
Okay.
Here's the thing, guys. I don't like to expect anything because I have in the past.
Mm.
And they were like, we'll get back to you by the end of the week. And they emailed on a Sunday. They're messaging from Korea, right?
Okay.
So they emailed on a Sunday, and then manager sent a screenshot that I was being considered. And I was like, holy fuck, I cannot function. Like, that is going to fucking freak me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because God knows what happened with Uki Waterhouse.
With Uki Waterhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then, like, I was like, so many, like, obviously the Netflix thing didn't pull through. I was being considered for Netflix, like, to go to Korea to see their comeback. Yeah. And then Suki's thing didn't happen. And so I was just kind of like, it's okay. Like, I completely understand.
Yeah.
I know where I whatever. Because, like, I'm in this for as a fan. And, like, mm-hmm. I can do all this as a fan anyways, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. Obviously, in the back of my brain for the whole week, I'm just like, I wonder what's going on with that. Like, yeah. I really wonder what's going on. Yeah, not like I'm manifesting anything. Like I'm thinking about it at fucking all.
Okay. I was gonna ask, when you get news like that's that big like that, and then you have to wait a certain period, how do you function?
I don't react until I have a contract signed.
Okay.
Because they can give you an offer. If there's no signature, then legally there's nothing.
Mm,
yeah. Okay. So, like, even when I got the offer, I was like, okay, I don't know yet. Like,
yeah.
So then I was super fucking depressed because it came to the end of the week at Friday, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, okay, I'm gonna dance it out. What? Like, guys, like, not even on some, like, gay dance shit. Like, whenever, like, dancing will quite literally fix my mentality at all
times. It helps a lot. It helps to just get your body moving and, like, find something to distract you.
9 times out of 10, our funniest episodes are because right beforehand I was in a class.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, my mood is up and, like, whatever. Like, so I took a dance class, one of the hardest dance classes I've ever taken in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, let me, like, shake it off, you know. I forgot that the team was in Korea.
Yeah.
And my dance class went until 7:30 to 9.
Yeah.
So then it went until 9 p.m. I was in the middle of Manhattan, and then I get a FaceTime from my manager, and she looks at me, and she's like this.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, what is going on? Mind you, I was with, like, Fine Shite from class. Like,
okay.
Like, and so I was just trying to play it chill.
Yeah.
And then she was like, your Weverse wants you to go. And I was like, are you effing lying? Are you fucking lying?
Yeah, and what was your reaction?
I literally was like, what? I was like, I told you, I have reacted before, and then the contract never falls through.
Yeah.
So I said, girl, don't play. Like, don't play, like, dead ass. Don't, like, say dead ass. Like, don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then sends a screenshot of, like, the official offer email. So obviously at that point, I'm like 80% there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the offer email is a contract that's signed already on their side. So it was up to me to sign it.
Yeah.
So I was like, and so, like, I actually immediately reacted to, like, really just kind of like, okay, like, bye. Like, because I was getting smoothies with people from class.
Mm.
And then once they all left, I like FaceTimed her back and I said, you did your fucking big one. And she was like, I did nothing. And she was like, they reached out to me.
Oh my God. Like, Weavers,
their team in Korea knows you.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you effing lying? Like,
well, it kind of makes sense, girl. You've gone viral for a lot of concert stuff, like when you got robbed at Twice.
I was on Korea Boo.
Yes, you were literally on Korea Boo.
They're like, oh, maybe let's invite Korea Boo, man. So then all this happens, and obviously I'm like freaking out, and like I'm telling her everything, and then I obviously negotiate so that like it's like a bigger thing. You know? And then that was Friday, right? And
yeah.
And then I tell you that weekend. The next
day. Yeah, Clarence told me in the most like casual, crazy cuckoo way.
Also, I'll just put in a video here. I basically was like, say happy lunch.
No, he was like, everyone say happy Saturday. And it was me and my roommate. We were eating some Japanese like market food. Yeah. And I was like, this is so, in my mind, I was like, oh, this is so cute. Like, we're all spending a Saturday together.
And then you're like, this is starting to sound inauthentic of Clarence. Like,
yeah. And then I was like, okay. And then we start eating, and then Clarence goes, what did you?
I was like, now say we're seeing BTS in Vegas next week.
Probably in the video, I'm like, what?
And like, mind you, like,
freaking the fuck out. Also, we're madly in public. Like, yeah, we like, are so
freaking out
in public.
Yeah, like on the streets of New York. And so, like, we're eating outside, you know, on the sidewalk. And so that's how I ended up telling Francesca. And then that following Monday, they're like, you have to get on a flight on Tuesday. Which was, hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but Tuesday comes after Monday. So I was like, oh, so like tomorrow. Right.
Very, like, very quick turnaround. It was crazy.
And then apparently the Weavers team was like, dude, we love him. Like, and, or, like, we, like, they knew the pod too. And they were like, aww. We love him. So I was like, shut the fuck up. So then here I thought it was like this huge fucking thing where they invited like a million creators.
Yeah, you guys,
they only invited four. Us being two of them.
And then we were sitting next to the other two.
I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
What, like, the hell?
Girl, I can't believe it. I was literally like, it's giving exclusive. It's giving VIP. It's giving, I'm grateful.
No, like, I was like, what the hell?
And I know.
Because in the meetings, they were like, oh, we really only wanted like real fans. And I was like,
girl, let's.
And then I was like,
my hands are so
sweaty. What the F? And so then I thought, like, yeah, there's a million real fans that I'm friends with on social media.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, this about to be a fucking party.
A key. No.
No.
I mean, it was still a fucking time.
It was
time.
A social gathering at most. It was a Bible study sized thing. And I was like, what the hell? So anyways, that's the whole story. Mm-hmm. We obviously got here on Monday. Or we got here on Tuesday. The concert is on Wednesday, which was yesterday.
We have done so much here.
Yeah, we have done so much.
It's my first time in Vegas. And when we got to the Strip, I was like, holy shit. It's like Disneyland. Like, everything is, like, so big and, like, kind of fake. Yeah, which, honestly, I was like, I was expecting, but not to the scale. I didn't know that our previous hotel had a roller coaster in it. I didn't know there was a hotel shaped like a fucking sandcastle, and then one shaped like the Giza.
Like, literally Giza.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what the
It's a whole bunch of like, which culture are we appropriating today for this hotel? We landed. Mind you, like, because it was such a last minute flight, like, we just got the last two middle seats on this flight, so like, crunchy as fuck getting off this flight.
The guy next to me was smelly,
and then like, okay, we get off immediate slot machines.
Yeah, which was wild to me. I saw that on TikTok, like, people were posting about how crazy it is that there's slot machines in the airport, but then when we landed, I was like, oh my God, it's actually here and people are actually playing it, and also it's 9 a.m
Yeah, and
no,
so,
like,
so
here's what that, I, like,
you guys know that me and Alcheska critically think to the point of paralyzation. So like, like, to the point where
critically
we like
think until you can't have any thought. That's what it feels
we
like.
We critically thunk until the point where the original critical thought ends up being something that's cancelable.
We're just so far left that end up kind of being.
So right. Then I said, Alcheska, like, I need you to put that girl away. Like, you know, Inside Out 3, if Inside Out 3 comes out, the last bitch will be a critical thought.
Exactly.
And that bitch needs to be guillotined when you're in Vegas, because you just need to be a part of it. Like, us critical thinking about Vegas isn't going to change the fact that Vegas is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, we might as well just be.
Just dive into it. And, girl, we did. Like, it was so fun.
We dove into it. Guys, I'm $40 down. I'm $40 down.
Oh my god. Yeah, first day you were what, $20 down?
I was $17 down.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I was $7
and
down.
And then I lost $20 within the span of 3 seconds.
Yesterday. Yeah, it happened really, really fast. Like, we were so tired. It was also after the BTS concert. We were so tired. And then I don't really know how the slot machines or whatever the machines work. And so then I was like, wait, why can't we press the button anymore? We were out of money. We had 50 cents.
Okay. So let's like actually get into like the concert shit. Let's just burn through this.
Okay.
Alcheska and I land, go to Cane's, duh. We go to get Cane's.
Freaking out at Cane's because then, we haven't had it in so fucking long.
Yeah, and it was hard to find a table at Cane's, so then I leave a camera at a table and I say, I look at these two girls who are quite literally obviously ARMY. They are POC women.
There was no question about it.
POC yeah. women with a bubble skirt. Let's be so fucking
Let's
for real.
Let's be so for real.
A yeah. bubble skirt was like, it's like, oh, look at me. I like Taeyong. And guess who her bias was? Jungkook. Taeyong. So, okay. So then I essentially, we become friends with these girls.
Yes, we were having Cane's. Such a time with them. We were talking for like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
No vibes. They're like
we were,
from Canada.
Yes, they were wonderful. And we were like, girls, like, what y'all doing later? Like, let's go out. And they were like, oh my God, yes, let's go out. We start putting away our food. And then one of the girls goes, wait, like, what are y'all's names?
Yeah. So like we had this whole bit where like we were low-key like.
Yes, I was like.
Guys, since we're in Vegas, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, we should have names for the night.
Yes, I was like, let's not tell each other's names. Let's just give each other names based on vibes. So Sabrina and Janae, love you girls. Yeah. Like, love you
and
girls.
Then all this is happening and then we're like going to get a drink.
Yes, we're gonna go get one of those big ass Seattle Needle daiquiris.
And mind you, all of ARMY is in Vegas right now.
Yeah, they're all just wilding on the
while
street.
While we're discussing the names of each other,
yeah,
I hear a screech of the word Clarence.
Like, it was like a movie because we were okay, he's gonna be this, you're gonna be that, and then I think he should be Clarence. Oh my god, it was so fucking
and
funny.
And I looked at, okay, so this was a fan, right?
Yes.
This was like one of the girlies.
What a it was sweet fan too, and gave me this wonderful bracelet.
And I look at, I'm so sorry, I'm like so bad with people, but like I look at her and I say, fuck.
Given the context, we gave her the context why we said fuck, because we were like trying to give each other fake names. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I understand. Yeah, it was not like a fuck you type of thing.
Fuck you. No. So yeah, long story short, like we met some of y'all and then we actually proceeded to go out and gamble with some of y'all, which was actually lit.
It was wonderful. Like, it was so fucking funny. Also, thank you to Kayla and Toki for buying me that big ass drink.
Yeah, we got a Fat Tuesday, like that's like, the name of it.
Shout out to you bitches, I love y'all down. And it was so we got so lit.
It was lit. It was cute. I feel like since I'm in my going out era,
yeah, it was chill.
It's chill.
Yeah,
like it was,
I don't
like,
go out
it was
a
key.
I don't go out not a lot. Yeah, I don't go
yeah,
out a
no.
lot.
I think between me and you, it's like we'd both body down like Katniss Archer, fucking shoot that shit up, like,
yeah,
wait, that sounds horrible.
I think, like, you just do it more often than
no,
I
no
do.
We would, like, me and you would fucking like Met Gala the fuck out of a themed night.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I wouldn't necessarily say that you would red carpet like a only gay club night out, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, or like for multiple days. I think that you can rally way harder
I can
than
rally
I can
because I have this like obsession with like being like when the sun comes out and it's mm-hmm. warm, like the second it gets over like 70 degrees, I'm like,
you
I
need
must
to be
feel
out.
Like Troye Sivan at this very second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I must feel hot and sexy and young.
Interesting. I feel like when it hits like 70 degrees, I feel like I need to be like Loi Vae and like sit in a park and
well, like,
have a picnic.
I agree. I do both. But
versatility, yeah,
but also it's like I just in my brain when I am in the sun for that long, I have gathered energy.
Oh, you're recharging.
Yeah. And so then it's like, let me release this as a wolf in the night.
What a fucking scary threat.
Wait, I don't want this to sound like a complaint, but obviously I'm here for work, so like,
yeah,
normally, on a normal BTS concert day, I would be like, guys, tits out! We are drinking in the morning at brunch, and then we go to the pool. And then we drink at the pool. Come with me
to drink myself to death before the BTS concert.
Then come with me to order another round of shots after swimming before the BTS concert. Yeah, that's like literally what we...
Yeah, which I think is going to happen for us in New York.
Yeah, but then obviously because I'm here, there's like a lot of like obligations, which is like wonderful and great. Like I'm happy to take all those obligations because I understand that a BTS ticket is quite literally like Willy Wonka's golden ticket. So then it was like kind of busy. And so then we went to the pool yesterday.
We had a good amount of relaxing time.
Yeah.
But again, it was still like, we still had things to do, but regardless, it was so fucking fun.
Okay. Then we get to the concert. Or we're walking to the concert, do the whole thing. Let's get into the fucking concert experience. So, you guys can watch the vlog for all the things that we did before. Mm-hmm. But, like, reflections on the concert.
Yeah.
I just have to, like, you guys, like, I've never been so sure and decisive about a decision I've made in my life to bias Park Jimin. I've never been so proud of myself to be like, that is my man. He was insane.
Like, guys, like, just
I'm gonna freak the fuck out.
Just watching him, like, whenever there would be like a dance break or whatever, and then everyone's like doing their own thing. Just watching Jimin is crazy. He's actually just like in his own world whenever he dances. Cause like all the other members are like jumping up, hyping up the crowd, doing a little move here and there. But I'm like, oh my God, why is Jimin like doing a choreographed thing?
He's so fucking amazing. Like,
he's so good.
You guys, he's one in a million. He's one in a million. I literally thought I saw fucking King Tut, bitch. I was like, hold King Tut, bitch. Like, King fucking Tut.
No, he's so good. I think the same thing about J-Hope, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was absolutely insane to me. He's my number two, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He is a performer. There's no other job that he could be destined for.
I feel like out of all of them, J-Hope is... I would say, like, after that concert, like, after seeing them live, was, like, I got the warmest energy from J-Hope.
For sure.
Like,
me
I
too.
Could tell he like, really cares about
performing the fans. Yeah.
Like, he is so, so about the fans. Whereas, like, there's obviously, like, different schools of thought for that, for artists. Like,
yeah.
I would say, like, Matty Healy, oof, whatever. Like,
the, oh my God,
the 1975 is like, it's not about the fans.
Absolutely not.
In terms of the live performance, it's about like, hey, this is an art that I've created and you guys just so happen to like it, which I think is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's valid too.
Yeah, and like, I'm not saying that they're not grateful. I'm just saying, like, let's be
it's
so
just
for
on
real.
Different
I saw the 1975 and he's just like downing a fucking flask the entire time, sunglasses on, cigarette. Like, it's just like he doesn't really care about the external validation of it all, and like, whereas I felt J-Hope like actively choosing to like be lit, and like be like when they were going around the stadium, I could tell he was like,
I know, having, you know, a like, time, like, trying to give the fans a really, really good experience, which was so, like...
a selfless man. Like, truly,
for sure.
Like, the whole time, just fucking selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that's what made their, like, jigsaw puzzle pieces just work so well, because, like, he did that, and another member did another thing.
They're all very well balanced in what they want to showcase in their performance, like, in their concerts, and I feel like all the fans were, I mean, could see that.
So... concert goes, obviously we're lit as fuck, and like, this is happening, you guys, like, I just need to get, like, I just need to relive it for a second. I hate all of you to your core. None of you guys told me how fucking hot, like, how, why did no
right,
one,
everyone,
why
everyone,
did no
everyone
one,
strap in, everyone just take
no,
a seat.
No, like, we're in this together,
no,
bitch.
I'm saying strap in, because we're about to be here for a couple minutes.
You guys, why did no one fucking tell me? Holy shit, like, I actually can't think about it for too long. Like, I was freaking the fuck out. I was getting disarmed like a bomb with Kim Tae-young V.
I've never seen a face card like that. I've
never seen a man that
it's,
hot.
It's not... can't replicate it. You really can't replicate it.
You guys, like, I'm about to say some freak weird shit. Like... I'm about to say some freak weird shit.
And go
like,
ahead, go ahead.
And like, I need this to be a safe space.
Yeah. Guys, give him the space.
I've never seen a man and felt an actual material urge to kiss him. I've never. Guys, when I see like a fine shy in a music video, whatever.
It's like ooh, he's like, acknowledging like, ooh,
he's
it.
Hot.
Acknowledging
like,
it.
Like,
however. With Taehyung, bro.
With Taehyung, I was
holy
like,
shit, just playing with the camera. Just playing with the camera.
Just playing. Call me camera the way that I want to be played with. Like,
call me by your name. Call me by your name, camera.
I like. You guys know when you have like mental screenshots of moments.
What is yours?
Mental screenshot of V like turning to the left and seeing the curvature. I'm about to say some weird freak shit.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
About to say some weird
seeing
freak
the curvature
shit.
Of what? Don't say
his top lip.
I knew it.
And I was like, oh.
Need that.
My God.
Need that.
You
bad.
Guys, like,
need
I see why
so
BTS
bad.
Is in business. I see why they're in business. Like, I like.
God, they would be hanged if they didn't have his top lip.
You guys, V's top lip. Like,
run, okay. Don't walk to his top lip.
No,
like,
run, don't fucking walk to Kim Tae-young's top lip. Sorry, guys. Two more minutes. Two more minutes of this. This is going to sound fucking crazy. Like, you guys, like, I need a fucking glass of water. I need a glass of ice cold
water. Girl, glass
water.
Of water is right there. A tall glass of water is right
you
on your
guys,
screen.
Like, that's so fucking weird. I see why that bitch thought she was married to him because I'm getting...
Like, I'm starting to rationalize her thought for a minute.
I'm
like,
feeling like how I felt.
I see her in a way.
I'm feeling like how I felt when I was, like, standing One Direction. Like... It was like...
Oh, you get butterfly. It's like the pre...
No,
the,
it hurts.
The tween butterflies.
Like, it hurts how
yeah.
bad I love, like, this man.
Girl.
It hurts.
It's... You've unlocked another level.
No. It's not unlocked. It's just rebirth. Oh, my God, you guys. And I said, no one touch his fucking nose. His nose is so nice. His snake eyes... I know his makeup artist,
girl, fuck you. You knew exactly what you were doing when you were putting the makeup around his eyes.
Like, he is so hot. He is so hot.
You're going, God damn it!
Like, I'm not, like, I say that about, you know, like, face cards, but I've never felt that way about anyone. Like, I'm pissed. I'm, like, pissed. Like, I'm pissed.
You sound actually, like, really
I'm angry.
Frustrated.
I'm, like, I was, guys.
God damn it!
No, it's not even, like, on some, like, God damn it shit.
No, it sounds like you stubbed your toe. It sounds like you stubbed your toe hard.
He is so hot. Like, he is so fucking hot.
He is so fucking hot.
Like,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, my God. Like,
I can't. I really, really can't. I haven't processed it.
He is so fucking hot. Like, he is so fucking hot.
I want to be passed around that practice with like a fucking pizza box. We're about to say some weird perv freak shit.
I have never been so patriarchal in my fucking life. I would quite literally, I would do anything he told me to do.
Me too.
And I mean that
me
to
too.
My core.
Like,
and that's
lick
something
his
that we
shoe
need to
type
unpack.
Shit. Lick his shoe type shit.
I would.
Lick the subway water type shit.
No. Because what the fuck does the subway water have to do with him?
I don't know. Because he's going to New York.
No, like,
God,
if he says,
what is he going to wear in New
he
York?
He says, if you lick the subway water, no, that's weird. I can't. Okay, that's the line, girl. Like, but if he said he licked his shoe, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Like, are you crazy? Like, girl, that's a fucking $4,000 Balenciaga loafer. Like, okay, I would lick that even if you didn't ask me. I think I'm done.
No, yeah.
But I wouldn't say I was getting bias wrecked. I was just truly like the
like it was lust. Just like, yeah.
Guys, it was lust. It was passion.
It was lustful. It was passion. It was 50 Shades of Tay.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Tay. And then, okay, Jimin's like a whole nother thing. Like,
yeah, let's. Okay,
I actually haven't comprehended that yet.
Yeah, you saw your bias. Your alt bias.
I think I don't. Okay, I have a thumb.
I was gonna say, because like whenever Jimin would come on the screen, obviously you would scream, but then I would catch you in moments where you're just like,
no, because
and I'd be like, period.
I was really just like, I don't know. I don't know. Guys, I think I'm gonna need another episode for Jimin. Like, I don't know. I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm gonna cry. I literally love him so much. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna fucking cry. Like, I love that man so much. Like, he is just crazy. I'm crying. I'm gonna freak the fuck out. I'm gonna freak the fuck out. I can't. I love him so much. Guys, I'm like actually fucking crying. Like, guys, I fucking love him so much. He's like inspired me so fucking much. Like, actually, like it hurts. Like, I'm actually fucking crying. Oh my, like, I'm actually fucking crying. I like can't, guys. I literally can't. Like, I can't. I'm laughing now. I'm laughing. I'm okay. Get the tissue. Wait, please.
This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, like, you guys, I fucking love him so much. Like,
I think it hits you.
Okay, give me a second.
Ooh, thank god you wore the sunglasses, right?
No, like, that's why I needed it. I was at the pool crying in the water. Like, I was at the pool this morning, guys. I needed some sun. Like, I don't know. I fucking love him so bad. They're like, Park Jimin has like
changed your life.
No, like, genuinely. Quite literally. And like, yeah. Not even on some fucking weird shit. Like, deadass. I'm like, wait, his work ethic fucking inspires me, I think, more than any man ever.
Yeah.
Because Beyonce's work ethic for me is going to be like,
it's the top.
One.
It's the top.
But like, Jimin's work ethic, what's his sign?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Libra.
You're gonna guess Libra.
I think a Libra.
Okay, let's see. He is a Libra. Whoa. He's a Libra. Whoa, that was crazy, ho.
Libras that love like a cut. Like, Libras like their hair like looking alt too.
What?
Libras are air signs. Okay. Right? I'm an air sign. A Gemini is the most air sign. Like, they don't never know what the fuck they're doing.
True.
An Aquarius is like like emotional, like driven by passion air sign.
He gives
oh my god, I just cried. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, girl, I was crying last night. Oh my god, guys.
What is Jin?
He's a Sagittarius.
Oh, he'd ruin your life. That's why he's so private to himself.
I love that. I love a private man. And he's funny and he handsome.
Like, a private man who like is quite mysterious. A Sagittarius is a heartbreaker though.
What are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
A Sagittarius has been all my exes. Every single person I fell for is a Sagittarius.
That's crazy, girl.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And that's apparently how it is. That's how it should be. Like, Aquarius and Sagittarius like are like attracted to each other.
Oh, Cancer, yeah. And Taurus are like a pretty good match too.
Yeah, it's water and earth.
Yeah.
That's like keeps you grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyways, Park Jimin. I don't know why I cried. I think there's just so much that I've like
had to endure to.
I've like, yeah, like
get
there's
to this
a
point.
Immature version of me that obviously like loved him in every way that a fangirl always loves. They're like, they're hot and wonderful. Mm-hmm. But then there's like a genuine, consistent love for him. Of like, I don't know. Like, I feel like him and J-Hope fit into this category of like, they had so much going against them and they choose to like,
yeah,
they choose, yeah, to excel.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose to choose the love of the game.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that about him. And like, I literally just was like, I feel like in all of BTS, I would say for me personally, J-Hope and Jimin are the top in terms of like they love the game.
I agree.
They are in it for the love of the game.
I fully agree. I feel like when we were watching the concert last night, you could tell too, just because they were trying to make the experience for the fans like as enjoyable as possible in their own way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say about Jimin other than like
I think you need a couple days still.
Yeah.
Like you just saw your old bias. No, I've like you just never saw seen your him. Bias.
And like now I understand how you felt with Jin at the Jin concert.
The Jin concert really changed me. Like Clarence was there. I was crying.
No, and like you should have your moment. Like you should have your fucking
crying
moment.
I could cry just thinking about
it. No, if your girls are having a moment with their bias, let them have their fucking
moment. Let them have a moment. It's not cringe. It's life.
I think with Jimin.
Yeah.
I've mentioned everything I could possibly at this very moment.
Okay.
I cannot form a thunk about that experience.
A thunk.
Other than I'm so appreciative that I am in the same lifespan and lifetime on Earth
as him. That's exactly how I feel about BTS.
like what a wonderful thing it is. And I feel like that's a wonderful thing that passes on from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Like my mom's like, I'm so glad I was part of the NSYNC era. I'm so glad I was part of, you know.
BTS is just different for other, like other generations. But honestly, there were so many like different age groups at the BTS concert, and it was so sweet to see. We literally saw a poster about this like woman who was like 73 52, and then like a 25. I'm assuming they were like all family, but I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
all of y'all like BTS like that. It's just so great.
I think with BTS it's like my gratitude stems from the fact like what a wonderful thing it is that my lifetime as an Asian man is in the same era of the world where the biggest boy band of all time right now are is an
seven
Asian,
Asian men. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas like back then I feel like it was a British band or like whatever, and
yeah,
like that's wonderful and like great, of course.
Yeah, but I feel like it's good representation for, you know, certain minority group, like
exactly
Asian men to be appreciated and like honestly like romanticized in that way.
And it's Asian men who are so extremely like, let's just be for real here, they're not all heterosexual, like
yeah,
like queer, like yeah, there is a queerness to them that is like freeing, you yeah know. Wait, can I ask you something? Okay, why do you like BTS? I've never asked you this.
I think in middle school,
I'm assuming it started with music first.
Yeah, okay, for sure. In middle school I was into K-pop, y'all already know, but I think BTS just like even from the beginning, from the get-go, it was just very authentic with their fans. And I literally remember seeing tweets of like BTS hosting fan meets at malls, and like there would be 50 people showing up, 100 people showing up, and then they would still do that consistently, and like even if the numbers went down, they would still show up for their fans. And they were always like interacting with their fans on Twitter, even though they're not very active now. Everything was about making their fans feel accepted into
creating
their
room.
Yeah. And it was never like, it was never fake to me, because I feel like on like whenever I would peruse the GOT7 like Twitter or like EXO Twitter, there was always a little bit of performative like business side to it. But with BTS, was just like
from down under,
they were like, so relatable.
It was so boots and scraps of like a dorm room just trying
to
make it
yeah
work,
and I think BTS was like also one of the first groups that I saw like do vlogs like that and really like speak their mind about their music, their fans. So I was like, okay, like these are not like singers, but they're artists.
Exactly. And yeah, I would say like that's the main thing. Obviously with every group it always starts with the music, because I mean I think it's a little weird if you only stan a group because they're hot, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. I mean you like, can be attracted to them, but if you don't like their music and you still stan them, I'm like, okay.
Exactly. Like I think it starts with the music, and then as you grow up, like, you know, a bop is a great thing, but as you grow up you start to understand like how much more valuable life is when you are intentional, and like to see that of artists is so great.
Yeah.
And I feel like where I kind of stray away from K-pop is when the artist, or when the idol is not the artist.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or do you mean like producer wise?
I always say this, like if the entire song was like the chorus was produced by company A, and then verse one is produced by company B, and then the idols are just slapped on top, I can't support that, or I don't care to support it.
Yeah.
I would support if the music was good, but like I don't care to.
Yeah.
Because let's say this is what I always say, like, if Van Gogh was just a name on top of something where someone did the main subject matter, mm-hmm. and then someone else did the trees, and then someone else did this, and Van Gogh was only the person to hold the canvas forward.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, you are not, are not contributing to a world that is like, that promotes like what you have inside should be, I guess, how do I say this? Like, it should flow out of you, you know, like you should share what you have inside.
Yeah.
And if you are the person who only holds the canvas, then you are not someone who is sharing what's inside.
Yeah.
Am I saying that person could never do it? No. But I'm just saying, I don't give a flying fuck because like, you are not the artist.
Yeah.
But with BTS, they are the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that is so, like, it's so obvious, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like you can definitely tell when they, then when an artist or like when an idol is just slapped onto a song, like it's so clockable.
Yeah.
And nowadays.
And like, here's the thing, like, I recognize, you know, Bangchan is one of them in Stray Kids. Like,
yeah.
He is an artist. I truly undeniably think that he's an artist. And like, there are a million K-pop groups that do have like artists on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it is more rare than it is not.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, the art is something that is great.
Yeah. You know?
It's like, it's satisfying audibly.
Mm-hmm.
It relates to parts of my life that I think that I can relate to. And so it just kind of lands in all the buckets for me with BTS.
Yeah.
And my last thing is like, no one sounds like them.
Yeah, their sound music is so
different.
It's so unique. Even we talked about this and when the BTS album like came out, but we were like, whoa, it sounds like completely sounds different, like different from like world. What they've recently produced. And like, we're honestly thankful because I feel like BTS has made so many strides in like what K-pop sounds like, and like they have lots of milestones and like making movements of what this generation of K-pop will sound like. And so hearing like Arirang, I feel like a lot of people are gonna follow like that sort of path. And so it's just like, they're constantly just making waves. And it's just, I'm so thankful. Like,
yeah, like even I remember like when you say like, it just sounds different. The first songs that come to mind are like Save Me is like, I've never heard a song like that.
It's
like, it almost combined like the concept of like cosmic with the concept of etherealness with it's like a world, you know? It's like it's not Winx Club, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like a whole different thing. And I think that is like something that is like, I don't know if I could do that. You know, like, that's fucking crazy.
There's so much work that goes behind, you know, songs like Save Me, songs like I'm Fine. And I feel like another reason as to why I really love BTS, every album that they release aligned with what I was going through in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, with The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, I was in, I don't even know, like, middle school, high school. And I was, like, going through that, like, sort of angsty sort of like emotion in my life because I was a teen, I was a tween, and so I was just like, wow, this is so perfect for what, like, when I ride the bus to school, when I'm fighting with my parents or whatever. And so it was just, I feel like a lot of, they just grew up with us,
yeah,
essentially.
I also think that, like, I will say, like, after the concert, I do have an itch that isn't scratched of like their old music. And that's like on me for not being a fan in 2018. So like, I understand that is like super fucking like, I want you to play blah blah. So like, I'm not mad about it.
I feel like they're giving us a little like hint of that with the surprise songs, but it's
And so guys, we got Attack on Bangtan.
Oh my god, bitch! I didn't even know that was a fucking option.
I didn't know the DJ could spin that way. I didn't know the DJ could spin that shit.
I'm gonna spin on the DJ's dick. Like, I'm so thankful that we got that song. Holy shit! Holy shit.
I'm a DoorDash some head to that DJ because holy fucking shit. That was unexpected.
Unexpected. We were, the videos of us are so.
Do you have it? I need to see it.
Yes, I do. Where am I?
Where's the video of us reacting to that? Because both of us were not expecting that at fucking all.
No, no, no.
At all.
The people behind us.
The people behind us were fucking pissed. Hey! Ball knows fucking ball. You know ball, bitch.
We were bouncing the entire time.
Bouncing on
it. We were jumping the entire time.
Did I tell you my bestie? She learned that we were going to Vegas and she's like, and with no context, she goes, bounce on it for me. like a fucking, like a general's command. Sergeant, I'm going to need you to bounce on it for me when you're there. Upon arrival, I'm going to need you to bounce
upon arrival,
on it.
Upon arrival. Okay. Hearing that was crazy.
Yeah, no, that was fucking wild.
Hearing that was absolutely crazy. And the amount of people, I mean, I feel like everyone has listened to their old music in that stadium, or at least a good majority of them. We were going buck wild.
Buck fucking wild.
Fucking and here's, wild.
And here's where I like, we were in the 100 section. Like,
yeah. Great.
And actually, we're in the 100 section for New York, too. Guys, and don't say that's some greedy shit. Like, we had that BTS New York ticket first.
Yeah.
We had that shit. And then we had this. There is something about the closer you are to some artist, the fans get boring. Like,
yeah. Like, I feel like the girl, mentally like, ill girls, like, y'all
are up
there.
Yeah, no, and like, I wouldn't say this one was boring per se.
Yeah.
But like, this happened to Stray Kids too. I was like literally like row 9 in the logo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everyone's like, you guys were such good energy. And I was like, guys, I think I was just singing and dancing.
Yeah. And yeah, like, enjoying the concert.
Run, don't walk to happiness. Run, don't walk to enjoyment. Let me put you on. Stop gatekeeping happiness. Like, what are we doing? Like, so like we were lit. And like, I would say like people around us were lit. Like the girl next to me was fucking lit. Like she was so fun.
Yeah.
The girls next to me were buying tickets for more shows as during
that's what they were freaking out about.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. They got 4
for another show.
That's hilarious.
I think the peak of my experience during that concert was Faya.
The transition into Faya, guys.
Guys,
like,
you want to see my experience at Faya? You guys want to see my fucking experience at Faya? It was so wonderful. I have a wonderful video.
It was
video.
Amazing. It was so good. Like,
I have
we
such
could see
a
it.
Amazing video.
Like, I don't know why that happened. Because like, the video after that, is it okay? The videos that you took before and
only,
after?
Guys, my favorite video from the night is the only video where the audio is corrupted.
I'm so sorry.
My favorite video of the night of Jimin
I'm
just
so
fucking
sorry.
Popping off. I literally was like, that's my man.
But I have a video of Clarence freaking out and you can hear what he's saying.
Jimin! Yeah, wait, let's... It was like right before I started filming that, right?
Yeah.
Guys, this is it. I'm freaking the fuck out. So all this is fucking happening. Now you guys... I don't even need to put that fucking like watermark that y'all bitches put on the video.
Yeah.
The sound is so bad that none of y'all will want to share it anyways. Take my video, I guess.
I'm so sorry. There has to be a way to fix that. Like, what the fuck happened? Were you going like this?
I don't know. And like, what's so funny, everyone in my DMs is like, guys, like you can't have like spatial audio or something. I don't know. But then, so everyone, like, my DMs were like, what the fuck is going on in this video? Just fucking crazy. And then, oh my god, we have to rewatch this. What? So there was a moment, guys, when Jin and Jimin were right next to each other. And, like, we were freaking the fuck out. Like, try not to laugh. Like, this is so fucked up. It's, like, kind of bullying. But, like, try not to laugh, guys.
Okay.
So I see this. I post this on my story. Our bias is next to each other, right?
Yeah.
And it's obviously Jin and Jimin next to each other.
Yes.
And then I was like, all my friends are fucking DMing me. They're like, girl, like, watch that over again. Like, I'm not even going to tell you what to look out for. I just watch that over again. And then they go pizza emoji.
She does not give a fuck about Bobby.
She saw all that meat on Jungkook's arms and said, I need to eat a slice of pizza stat. Can I get the meat lovers, please? Please, I need the meat lovers.
She was making out with that pizza that man. Everyone's like,
pizza girl in the back.
She's too good.
Too fucking funny.
Love her.
Love her.
Like, love her down.
And, like, what's wrong with eating at a concert?
Nothing.
Yeah.
The people next to us were eating this big ass glizzy.
I'd rather, yeah, I'd rather y'all be eating than pull your fuck ass book out. Like, stop. Put the book away and pick up a mozzarella cheese slice. Okay, my next point that I wrote down at the pool this morning is Jungkook is so fucking hot. Damn it. Am I going to go down another rabbit hole? Give me a second.
Girl, I'll go down there with you because Jungkook was really shaking my world. Like, oh my God.
No, Jungkook, like, whoever he makes me
wanna
is get,
like, not to be delusional, he makes me want to get a tattoo. He makes me want to get a fucking tattoo. Oh, he's making me make bad decisions.
Like, when Jungkook... when Jungkook first came out, I was like, all right, I see why everyone thinks he's fine. Like, but, like, not for me.
Not for you.
No, it was like...
That's pick me shit.
No, not even on some pick me shit because I was on some pick me shit with Taeyong, girl.
You were.
I was on some pick me shit with Taeyong. But with Jungkook, I was like, okay, like, I get it. Not for me. Like, truly.
Yeah.
Not even on some pick me shit. But that was when he was in the leather fantasy. Then he gets into then they do that damn costume change that rocks this fucking pussy
in the streetwear.
And then he got into like boy on the street tracksuit and fucking whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, we were like
streetwear? Wait, streetwear?
Oh, he's just a boy on the street.
He's in denim shorts.
Like that's something that any boy on the street would wear. So he's attainable.
He's not.
So like he was so like, okay, weirdo freak shit again. He was so like my neighbor's son core. That's my the age
boy
core.
Next door, the boy next door core.
The my neighbor's son who's a little bit older than me core.
Yeah, yeah. My best friend's brother core. My best friend's brother core.
My best friend's brother. Yeah. Victorious could run only because Jungkook.
Oh my god, I'm gonna guys.
He was hot
on like, the plan. I'm gonna download a fanfic of Jungkook being the boy next door. Holy shit!
No, Jungkook is like so like
he is so hot.
The devil's strongest soldier.
Like I hate to say, like I don't even think hot is a good word to describe him.
He's just so like he's just lustful. Like
he is a man. He's
a man. Was that fast?
I don't like that you just did that. Ooh.
Seeing Jungkook like save space, like y'all know when a hamster goes up to like the little water thing on the side of that.
yeah.
That's
guys,
how
we are all that hamster and that little water dispenser thing.
Is that he is a glass of water?
He's a tall glass of water.
Call him Tyler the way he wanna. the other thing I have on here is J-Hope hair inspired.
I was gonna say
I liked it.
I think it would look really good on you. I like the way that J-Hope styled it.
Me too.
I feel like you need to grow it out a little bit to style it like that.
Well, I don't think I could do it like him because J-Hope's face is like narrow. Mine is not narrow. It's like not narrow.
Okay.
So then I don't think that I would be giving Big Bird. But on him, he's giving bisexual trade.
Oh my god, the fuck he was.
Yeah.
The fuck he was.
But like, I'm not trying to get Big Bird Sesame Street trade. I need to get
like an Etsy flag of like the bi flag and J-Hope face on it.
So, but I did like the color of it. So I've been thinking about going a little bit blonde this summer. It's like not full blonde, but like having some shit in there.
Yeah.
I'm still like red, like but little, it's like highlights.
Yeah, highlights.
Of sorts.
Highlights
but
would be
I don't
cute.
Want it to be like too highlighty because I feel like, I don't know.
Would you still do it? Like black and highlights or
yeah,
more
black.
Okay.
Black. Or like, I think that's cool. I would do dark brown, which is like my hair now.
Yeah.
Like my normal hair.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, like I like
inspired. See, he's inspiring in so many ways.
Was there a song at the concert that you unexpectedly enjoyed?
Oh my god, yeah, Into the Sun. Yes. Because I feel like Into the Sun was our last. Like, it was my, I think my it was last my last. Was it Please? Don't say no, it's Please. No, it's not Please. Oh, also
my Please last was They Don't Know About Us.
Oh, that song was still good. That song was still good.
Out of the album, I think that's the one I listened to the least. Why did I almost cry to Butter? Wait, why did that happen? Do you remember that? They were all in a line together doing the choreo.
Yeah, that actually really hit me too, because I didn't think that they were gonna do the choreo, and then they,
like, I was like, oh my god,
it's just nostalgic. It's just like seeing them, because that's pretty close to when you started stanning them, right?
No, don't put me in that shit.
No, I'm not saying that you're a Butter stan.
Don't fucking put me in that shit.
I'm not saying you're a Butter stan. You're a Mike
Trump That was the rudest thing you've ever fucking said to me.
I didn't say you were a Butter stan. I just said it was kind of close.
I'm saying DNA was my fucking put on.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
And
actually, okay.
I can't believe you called me a slur.
No.
I can't believe you used
F
slur.
Sorry.
I can't believe you used a B slur. Butter. Butter army. You just called me a fucking Butter army. What the fuck?
The lady in front of us was having a time with Butter.
No, and you know what? I can only roast the bitches that are our age who like Butter.
Yeah. But like,
a mom who loves Butter, I fucking like love that shit.
Because that's my mom. My mom loves Butter.
My mom loves Permission to Dance. Because I was about to say, my mom waited for the debut of Permission to Dance. Like, she had a countdown.
Girl, me fucking too. I was sitting
in fucking
my
bloodline.
I was sitting in my kitchen looking at the countdown 30 minutes before Butter dropped.
But my mom was with Permission to Dance, so it was just like fucking wild.
Oh my god!
I learned from her.
I cried at Permission to Dance, and y'all know this too. It's not a joke. Like, it's actually not a joke. I cried at Permission to Dance.
Yeah, you know, it is an uppies. It's an uppies.
What?
It's like, it gets you uppies.
Oh, I was like, is it like a baby song? No, something?
It gets you uppies.
Yeah, and I think that, like, not on some stupid shit, but I think Permission to Dance really helped me through COVID. I'm not kidding, y'all. Like, it really did help me, because I was like, look at them in the music video taking off their masks, and like, everyone's just happy, and like, COVID's gonna be over. I sobbed, absolutely sobbed during Into the Sun.
Yeah, but it was like a wonderful moment. It was like sister to sister moment. Like, we really were those bitches.
It was just too good.
It was so good.
It was just so good. I was like, wow, this song is such a good ender song.
If you wanna go there.
I don't know why I started crying during
Oh my god, during Wait, girl, give me that. Have you guys ever like thought about Jungkook? Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm okay.
I got
like,
you.
No, like, keep
a Cancer
going.
Helping versus an Aquarius helping?
I got you.
Do you need help?
Meanwhile, I ran to the bathroom to get you tissues.
No. I don't know what to do right now.
No, and I know.
But I'm here, and I'm present. I'm here for this.
I don't know why I cried to Please.
You cried to Please.
Yeah, like the end of Please. I was just like,
if you wanna,
wow, this is so like, I'm mourning one more night.
I think it's because like it just took us a minute to like marinate into it, which like leads me into like literally like our overall thoughts on the thing.
Yeah.
My first thought is I need a do-over, like, or I need to run it back, not a do-over.
We are gonna run it back.
So like, I think I'm happy that we get to run it back because I want to experience it. And like, this is gonna sound so out of touch.
Okay.
I want to experience it as solely a fan.
Yeah, I feel like there was obviously pressure for us for this concert and like us being in Las Vegas. And so I think that's.
And like, the content is great.
Yeah,
the content that's going to come out, like, I'm very confident in it, and we are very much happy.
Yeah, I'm going to be super proud of it because like at the end of the day, we got to see our like old group. Yeah. But I feel like there was pressure that clouded a little, like it made me like tense up a little bit because I felt like I had to record like
everything
XYZ
had to be documented.
Song.
Yeah.
But I feel like in New York, we get to, not saying that we weren't authentic for this concert, but we get to just be like more fanboy, fangirl for
and
this
like,
concert.
My New York bitches are gay. So like,
yeah, it's
like,
gonna
it's
be
gonna
a time.
Be so fun.
It's gonna be a fucking time. It's gonna be so good.
So I'm excited for that because like, I think like a lot of, you know, we met like God knows like 100 of you guys yesterday, and
yeah, it was so fun. And thank you for coming up to us and saying hello.
Yeah, and like I think what I really want to reiterate is like, guys, we were the fan first and then the mics came second. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so like I refuse to ditch that girl just because this is like a career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like being a fan is like one of the funnest things that I've ever done in life. I owe like so much of my fucking brain to being a fan.
Me too.
And I think that's like overall thought number one is like I'm excited to just be like with my girlies and like enjoy it like truly truly like from the very beginning. Like I want to get there early. I want to just like
I want to take the little photos with the little BTS bomb.
Like I'm excited for that. And I think and then I think the last part, like my overall, like my last overall thought is like going back to like why I like them is like I think BTS is like I don't want to say I owe them all of it because I think I credit Beyonce and Bruno Mars for this. Yeah. But I think Beyonce and Bruno Mars made me love being a POC, you know?
Yeah.
And then BTS made me love being Asian. And I know that's a fucking crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really fucking crazy thing to say because I'm not Korean, right?
I think it's still valid in a sense because K-pop and, like, K-pop boy groups were just, like, it was all that we were given at the time as in terms of representation. So,
I think for BTS, what I truly, like, overall thought, especially after watching the concert, was, like, all of the things that I used to necessarily not love so much about being Asian, such as strict parents, the absolute requirement to excel in academia and whatever you do, you have to excel in this to the utmost detail.
Yeah.
Like that is a very Asian mindset thing.
Yes.
Where it's like every detail counts and every part of this is important, you know? I used to think as a kid, like, oh, like, look at my white friends. They get to, like, chill. Like, they get to, like, what? Like,
yeah.
But then when you see BTS choose to be a boy group that does the highest level of choreography, the highest level of vocal training.
Yeah.
Whereas, let's be so for real, like, I'm a Direction girl through and through.
Yeah.
They didn't dance.
No.
At all. This is not a dance, you know? And I'm not saying that it's lazy, but I think to approach the boy group industry and being a boy band with a sense of we're not just going to stand there and sing. We are going to produce at our highest possible capacity. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, sing at our highest capacity with the mic on.
Yeah. Brave.
I think that's like, oh, because of all that hard work and that almost Asian mentality of like you are going to do this to closest perfection as possible, it becomes almost like a push that makes society a little bit better.
Yeah,
because in my brain I like a society that continues to evolve, and I think like that is a great example of like, whoa, like that is what we can achieve.
Yeah.
We can do sit down drummer, singer, guitar player, but we can also do mics. We can also do high level choreography.
Yeah.
On top of that, you know, and like, I'm like, I think that's where I'm like, wait, I love them deeply because they kind of embrace the parts of Asianness that I maybe thought were too strict or like too much, you know, and like, I survived it and I've made it successful, you know, like in many ways. And I feel like them doing that is like, oh, you know, it is important to like push yourself.
It's a good reminder as to like that. I personally think that like when my parents would tell me to like excel and just to be the best in everything, it was a little bit toxic because they're expecting like they have this ideal image of who I am. And I think seeing BTS like do all of those things is just a good reminder that I can do those things too in my interests. And like obviously they've made it so big, and there was something that like Namjoon said where he was like, oh, when we were at the AMAs in 2018 2017,
that part,
we were like doing our makeup in the hallway and people were like pushing us aside. They didn't give us a green room. And then he was like, but when we went to the AMAs recently, like, we were in the biggest room.
Yeah.
And just hearing that, I was like, It's so good to see an artist still have, like, the biggest artists still have these grand aspirations and dreams and being able to achieve that at, like, again, the highest level.
Yeah, and I will say, like, they actually work hard.
Yeah.
They actually
work hard. It's so obvious.
And, like, Alyssa Liu said it, she doesn't feel more alive than when she's working. And I think more recently I've started to feel that way about work. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't, this is a struggle that I choose and this is a struggle that I want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like it works. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like it's something that I fucking love dance and I fucking love all that shit. And it's a struggle that I want. And I think that's a wonderful thing that they have achieved it, mm-hmm. but I think it's more of a wonderful thing that it's literally for the love of the fucking game. Like,
yeah,
because they love the fucking it. Game so much, the game almost like rewarded them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it most definitely yeah. did.
But anyways, okay, those are literally my last thoughts about the concert.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
me too. Like, it was just the most wonderful yeah. concert I've ever been to.
And like, final closing thought is like, absolutely. The biggest thank you to you guys. Like,
thank you guys so much. Like,
this would have never happened. So yeah. this is the dream trip I could have ever asked for.
Yeah.
And it was something that I, you know, we joke around about like getting an invite, but it is a joke because I didn't think it was truly possible.
Yeah.
And with like just like the community that this has built, I think is very like fulfilling for me. Like, I obviously like, yay, support happened and then we went to the BTS concert.
Yeah.
But I think looking at it, I'm like, whoa, like not that, but the community that has been created is so yeah. wonderful. And like that being the reason for this is like, wait, that's great. Like,
it's
that's
so good. Like, and like meeting y'all in person is honestly just annoying. I said it last night, but I was like, it feels like family.
It's great. Like, it's honestly amazing. And I always want to make sure that like you guys know that we definitely understand the responsibility of what we do, like,
mm-hmm.
and like being a fanboy is all fun and games, but I think the thought behind it and like being a fanboy can also go very wrong, right? Mm-hmm. You can become weird, right?
For sure.
And we understand like this is something that, you know, makes, you know, one, you guys feel seen, but then two, it like helps us kind of navigate through like life as a fanboy and what we can apply from all this, you know.
Yeah.
But all that being said, I truly like, I'm all over the place, but like, thank you guys so much for like letting us be in Vegas to like
yeah,
see the people
thank
that
you
we
guys
love
for is that like bringing us out here,
almost like representing you guys imagined. In a way. Like, that's yeah. I'm very, very, very like grateful for the experience. Yeah. And we go back to New York today, and like, I feel like I will be like, that was such a fever dream, but I don't want that to for be confused sure. for the fact that I did not take it for granted in any way.
Absolutely. Like, we are so grateful to be here and like to have met you guys, and I don't think us like 3 years ago, 4 years ago
would have ever thought,
would
have this
ever
would
thought
happen.
That this would happen to
this
us.
This was like maybe a pipe dream back then, you know?
Seriously. Yeah. Like, we saw BTS.
We saw BTS. Guys, we saw BTS. We saw BTS. Like,
we saw BTS together.
Yeah. But anyways.
Thank you guys so much.
So that's the last thought. I think that's all we have for today's episode. We live stream every other Tuesday.
I live stream Wednesday and Thursday.
And thank you guys for watching. Watch the vlog for Vegas.
Yes, watch our vlogs. It's going to be a time.
Yeah.
And you're going to see me cry.
And we got to check out of our hotel, so we're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. We love you guys. Isa. I was yours for the taking. I'm